What is faith? The writer of the letter to the Hebrews tells us that faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. He tells us that by faith our ancestors received approval. By faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was made from things that are not visible. The writer of Hebrews speaks of Abraham and speaks of Sarah, speaks of the promise to them of children, of a family, who then would become as numerous, a family as numerous as the stars of heaven and the innumerable grains of sand by the sea. The author of the book of Hebrews talks about all of those who died in faith without having received the promises, but who from a distance saw them and greeted them. A Roman Catholic priest and teacher talked about having worked for a while with Mother Teresa in Calcutta. He said that he met Mother Teresa after Mass one morning at dawn, and that she had come up to him and said, "What can I do for you?" "I asked her to pray for me," he responded. "And what do you want me to pray for?" she said. And I voiced the request that I had borne thousands of miles. "Mother Teresa, pray that I may have clarity." She said no. And that was that. When I asked why, she announced that clarity was the last thing I was clinging to and had to let go of. When I commented that she herself had seemed always to have the clarity I longed for, she laughed. "Oh, I've never had clarity," she said. "What I've always had is trust. So I will pray that you trust." That Roman Catholic priest described her as becoming for him a member of that great cloud of witnesses, heroes of the faith who have conviction about things unseen. Not clarity, but trust. Trust and faith.